And just like that, the 2025-26 football season is here. That's right, kickoff is this weekend, and our first serving is a thick slice of the M10-8 competition. It's Wafa Wafa time. Welcome to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshawn, and joining me in studio today is African football experts, Sipusihle Sony and Mark Stradom. Gents, welcome.
Morning, Desh. Good morning to your listeners.
Morning, guys. It's good to be here.
All right. Orlando Pirates under new head coach Abdeslam Ouaddou are chasing an unprecedented fourth consecutive M10-8 crown. Mark, that historic three-peat was nothing short of remarkable. Can they go one better this time around?
Yeah, the three-peat was very, very good from them under former coach Jose Rivero. They showed class, they showed big match temperament, especially under his guidance. They played beautiful football, attacking football, which earned them three consecutive titles. Can they do it again? Possibly. They have the team, they've improved the team during this transfer window. They made a big statement bringing in so many quality players. I would say they can do it again. The only problem holding them back or a crossroads would be Mamelodi Sundowns. So, not them, Pirates will take it.
But let's just touch on that transfer window just again. I mean, impressive signings wherever you look. I mean, the likes of Nduli, Kwaiba, the forward, the defender. I mean, where do we even begin to unpack the number of high-profile signings?
Yeah, I think it could be the best transfer window in a while, maybe in the last decade. Just for the fact they've brought in 9 or 10 starting players in every position. It's not a matter of just squad depth now. At this point, it's a statement of intent. They're really showing they're coming to compete in every competition available, whether it's in Africa or in the league or in cups. So very exciting times to be an Orlando Pirates supporter. They are coming to take over, but easier said than done.
Sony, the opening challenge for the mighty Buccaneers comes in the form of Puti Mohafe's Polokwane City, who we know spent most of last season firmly in the top four. Can they rattle the Cup Kings and possibly spark an early upset this weekend?
Before I answer your question, Desh, I think I'd be making a mistake if I don't congratulate the winners of, you know, the PSL awards. I mean, Sundowns and Pirates, they dominated the awards. I mean, after an impressive season, I mean, they did well in the league and also on the continent, with Pirates reaching the semis and Sundowns reaching the final. So congratulations to everyone who won. It was well deserved. You know, I understand that people have different opinions as to others who won, but I feel like whoever won deserves it, and even those who were nominated, they deserve to be there. It was an impressive season, you know, for everyone. And now to get to your question, Polokwane City has been one of the most consistent teams, you know, in these past few seasons. With the limited resources that they have, they've made, you know, most of it. I mean, finishing in the top eight is not for everyone. It's not easy. And to do it, you know, over and over again, you know, that's something that needs to be applauded. And also, if you remember, last season, they opened with Sundowns. And they took them to the limits. The game had to go on to extra time. So I think Pirates should not take them lightly. You know, they must come to this match prepared to fight, because if they think it's just and it's just going to be an easy game based on the players that the City has. I mean, also they lost their best player, Apolis, who's now with Pirates. But I still think that was expected, you know, that at some point Apolis is gonna leave. So it's something that they had time to prepare for. So I think they're gonna give them a run for their money. It's not just gonna be a walkover.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the fact that Ozan Opolos is no longer would rise and shine. How do you replace a player like that? Do you change your system altogether? Because he was the focal point, I would say, for the first, maybe the first half of the season. And then in the second half, I saw the likes of more of wing play coming in for from Puti Mahaffy's men.
It's all about, you know, preparing in time. They've had time to, you know, prepare, find new strategies, because you've got to work with your strengths. Apolis was their best player, and now they'll need to work with, you know, the players that they have. I mean, currently, Ramabu is top, Ndamulelo, Mapungu is top, and also Matuluti. Sorry, when he returns from injury, all those players that I've mentioned, I mean, they've even got, you know, collapse, or they're in the radar of Bafana Bafana. So those are some top players, you know, that Coach Puti Mahaffy can work around.
All right. As far as the winner goes from this tie, are both analysts backing Pirates for the win?
Oh, definitely. It won't be easy going. Pirates have had a good preseason tour out in Spain. Polokwane would have been working on different tactics and game styles coming into this MTN8, knowing how difficult this matchup is going to be. So it's going to be an exciting matchup, but I do see Pirates advancing into the next round.
Yeah, the defending champions will progress.
Well, you know, in staying with the defending champions, they edged out Western Cape representatives Stellenbosch. Now, Mark, we know Stellies took the lead in that fixture thanks to a remarkable goal from Bradley Mojela. I believe he was nearing to fitness at the end of last season. Could we see a return of Mojela possibly this weekend?
Oh, what a final that was. They did take the early lead, but Pirates' quality came in towards the end. Touching on Mojela, what an exciting player. Unfortunately, he was hit with a long-term injury. And I'm sure Steve Barker would be excited to see his return to the field, especially after losing key players again during this transfer window. So his return would be welcome with open arms. He would definitely bring value to the team, especially going into these matches coming up. So to see him back would be exciting for Stellies.
Yeah, you know, I think Steve Barker's Chargers will be rearing to go after a successful 2024-25 season, whichever way you look at it. Sony, what do you foresee for the Maroon Army this weekend against a new-look AmaZulu outfit?
The thing is, I thought this was going to be, you know, one of the most unpredictable game out of the four, you know, when the season concluded. But then AmaZulu went on and released about 18 players, of which those releases were dominated by players who were experienced, who were also starters. So rebuilding is a bit of a challenge. It's not easy to test new players in a knockout game. Okay, in the league, maybe it's understandable. You can try and hold on to a draw, or you have a chance to do better next time. But in a knockout game, if you lose, you are out. And as for Stellies, I think they expected the exits of Basadin, for example, and they've been a selling team. They've like sort of used to like selling their players, but still continue to do well, you know, in cups and as well as the league. So in this one, I think Stellies have a better chance of, you know, dominating and progressing to the next round.
Yeah, I think I actually agree with you on that point. Let's just stay with Usutu for one more moment. Do you think conversations have taken place between the club's hierarchy, specifically Mr. Zungu, and the club's coaching department, specifically Arthur Zwane? Because it looks like the duo might have bitten off more than they can chew.
Surely it did take, you know, those conversations did took place, because it looked like the club is taking a whole new direction. If you check the list of the players that they released, they are over 30 or close to 30. They're towards the end of their career. So I think it's safe to assume that they're trying to, you know, maybe build with fresh new and younger players for the upcoming seasons. And also, you know, Zwane, even at Chiefs, he liked working with younger players. I think he did more or less the same thing when he took over Chiefs. He released a number of experienced players, including Samir Nukovic and others that, you know, I can't mention. So I think it's something that they discussed and are going to go through with it. In terms of biting more than they can chew, I think the results will speak for themselves.
All right. Excellent analysis over there. Mark, a sixth place finish for AmaZulu, an impressive feat, especially when you look at how they started the season. The club has backed Arthur Zwane with his plethora of signings that have come in through the door. Can they steal a result this weekend against Stellenbosch?
Oh, it's going to be tough, man. Like Keith mentioned earlier, Steve Parker always finds a way to be competitive. He always finds a way to get the best out of his players, whether it's in cup competitions or in the league, despite always losing his key players. So I think Steve Parker will come into this match competitive again. But for AmaZulu, I'm not too sure how they will approach this fixture, because the players that have got them to this point have been released, well, some of them or even half of them. So I don't know how quick the new players will be introduced into the team and into the system, and how well they will fit into it. So it's going to be a bit of a plug and play and a test. But like Gift also mentioned, in a knockout game, it's difficult to try. So it's going to be an exciting game. Will AmaZulu make it? I'm not so sure. I'm heading towards Stellies' direction. I think Stellies will go through.
All right. Well, our next fixture features another team that caught the headlines last season. Richards Bay beat out stiff competition from Kaizer Chiefs and Marumo Gallants to finish in eighth place ahead of the final match weekend. Now, of course, we know that means they're up against PSL heavyweights Mamelodi Sundowns. But Mark, what have you made about Ronnie Gabriel's tenure so far?
I think it's been good. I think I'm trying to look for the right word to say. I think it's been good since he's come in. I think he kept them away from the relegation zone last season. He maintained their status in the PSL after it looked very scary towards the end, because it looked like they definitely were going down. But he came in, he steadied the ship, he got them to play some quality football, and he survived. So I think since he's come in, Richards Bay have been stable. But in saying that, their performance in the final recently against Durban City wasn't too good on the eye, to be honest, because I'm not too sure if it was the conditions or they're still working in preseason, but it wasn't a good showing. And we know that Sundowns have come from a successful stint at the Club World Cup. We know the type of football they produce. We know the powers they have, the type of players they have. So I don't know where they're going to hurt Sundowns in this fixture, but it's going to be a tough fixture for Richards Bay in this one.
Well, you know, if you look at last season, I would say that they only started to click maybe towards the second half of the season. And based on what you've just said, it sounds like they are slow to get out of the blocks. I mean, this weekend, they're going to be up against the mighty Masandawana, reigning PSL champions. Is it going to be a case of 3-4-5?
If they're not prepared well, it could be. I think it's going to be defense against attack. We know Sundowns is going to dominate possession. We know they're going to carve out many chances. So they're going to have to be prepared to work off the ball and prioritize counter-attacking football and make the most of it when they get chances in the final third, and also maybe count on set pieces, because I don't think they're going to have much of the ball or be creative in the final third, because the difference in quality is chalk and cheese. Not taking anything away from Richards Bay, though.
All right. Sony, this will be Masanda Wana's first competitive fixture following the FIFA Club World Cup antics. Are you expecting a case of same old, same old?
maybe first let me add on what Mark has said. Let's not forget that Richards Bay, they lost their number one striker, or their top striker, Yanela Mbutuma, who has joined Pirates. They've been news that Figueiredo also parted ways with the club and might join Chipa, and also Tsundwan, who has been one of their longest serving member of the team. So, you know, those are difficult positions to fill in. Surely they bought an experienced Kabadino Mango, but I don't think he started on that Premier's Cup game against Durban City, so we haven't seen much of him. And against Sundowns, you need your best players at their best conditions, so it's gonna be a really tough one for them. As for Mamelodi Sundowns, I mean, they showed class in the Club World Cup, and they are coming with that experience. And they need to redeem themselves. You know, last time they were knocked out painfully by Stellies in the semi-final, losing both legs. So I'm sure this time they will be, you know, highly motivated, you know, to go all the way and win this trophy. And, you know, it's been said a number of times that they are like league specialists. They only win the league. So I'm sure they will want to change that. And what's better way to do it than with the first cup that is on offer for the season? And also, it's going to be their coach Miguel Cardoso's first time in charge of the team, you know, in the tournament. Because if you remember last season, they were still led by Manqoba Mngwitsi. So it's a good chance to see, you know, how well can he do in cup football? Because I think he came, the only cup games that he led them was in Nedbank Cup, where they were locally, Nedbank Cup, where they were eliminated by Chiefs, I think, in the semi-final. So it's going to be an interesting one. But, I mean, statistically or on paper, I think they're going to win it. I don't remember a time where they were defeated by Richards Bay.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the final fixture of the weekend, Eric Tinkler's Sekhukhune United outfit welcomes TS Galaxy to the Peter Makaba Stadium, with Babina Noku reinforcing in just about every single position during the transfer window. This could be the start of a serious cup push.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to see their new striker, Bradley Grobler, in action, you know, partnering with the player of the season nominee, Kgeletso Magalwa, if I'm saying the name right. So, and also they brought in Miguel Tim, who, you know, before what happened at Pirates was, you know, doing well. I think we are familiar with how he plays, how he fights, you know, on the field. So that's gonna be interesting, you know, for Eric Tickler. And also, let's not forget that they brought back Makubu, who was at Makesi FC. So that's also another good addition. So it's going to be a very interesting one of the most unpredictable games in this weekend's, you know, fixtures against a very formidable team. I mean, if you remember well last season, TS Galaxy, they didn't start well, but coach Adnan Bekanovic, you know, he managed to turn things around. I think he went on for 10 or more matches unbeaten, and he managed to finish in the top 8, where else they started by fighting relegation. I think there was a time when they were winless, you know, in over 5 matches. I think it had 1 or 2 draws, but they had a series of losses, so that was good for him.
If I'm not mistaken, one of those victories came against Mamelodi Sundowns as well, ending their unbeaten streak.
Yes. So he's a very good coach. He had a quiet off season, so I think he had like time, you know, to prepare and do the things. So it's going to be a very interesting game.
Yeah, I feel TS Galaxy could face an uphill battle in the league this season and cup competitions, especially after the likes of Zajmovic, Sebelebele, Keegan Dolly, even Mashlangu has left the team. Mark, your thoughts on this weekend's action?
You mentioned the key players that TS Galaxy have lost. What a striker in Zajmovic. So tough to replace a striker like that, because I don't think there is a striker of that quality in the market now that they can replace him with. I only think it's Lepasa at the moment, but I'm not sure if he would be willing to go there or they're in the market looking for him. So Zajmovic is a huge loss. Dolly, he can be replaced, but Sibelebele is the marquee for me in that team, which has made the way to Orlando Pirates. What a exceptional player, exciting young talent. Also difficult to replace. So coming to this fixture, they're going to need a clear game plan, a distinct plan on how they're going to move the ball and get to a victory, because having those key players out of the team is not going to be good for their system, because at work last season, as you mentioned, they went on a good run with those players. Zajmovic was the spearhead of that attack, which was getting the goal. So how they're going to do it now, I'm not too sure.
I guess that's the beauty of the M10-8 competition. As far as your prediction goes, it sounds like you're calling a draw.
Yeah, I think out of the four fixtures, this is the one that's most unpredictable. I think the other three fixtures are clear-cut winners. They're not taking anything away from the team, though. But in this match, it's a difficult one to call, because Sekhukhune also lost some good players over the transfer window. Eric Tinkler got to Sekhukhune where the team was, I think, third maybe, and they got rid of Siema at that time. So I don't know what happened there, but they've lost some key players, and now it's time to see if Tinkler's coaching ability comes to play. So I'm not too sure which way it'd go, but if I had to choose a winner, I'm going with Sekhukhune.
I have to go with it's tough, but
because the Chiefs Academy.
I think I'm going with Galaxy on this one.
All right, football fans, you heard it right here from football analysts Sipho Sisulu and Mark Stradom as we unpacked the M10-8 competition. If you haven't already, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and send us a comment letting you know who you think is going to win the M10-8 trophy. From all of us in studio, thanks and goodbye.
Thanks, Cheers. Dash, for a good one.
Cheers.